kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Magandang araw, maraming salamat sa pagtutok sa ating programa dito lang sa SBS Filipino. Hatid namin ang mga kwento, mga balita at mga impormasyon ng mga Pilipino saan mang panig sa Australia at sa buong mundo. Ako po si Helen Quiñanola at ngayong araw makakasama natin ang Philippine Women's National Cricket Team. At tampok natin ngayon ang team na The Blue Caps na magbabahagi ng kanilang kaalaman at karanasan tungkol sa tampok na usapin. Welcome, Blue Caps, to SBS Filipino.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. Makakasama natin ngayon si Coach Ryan. Thank you so much for being here. The victory over Saudi Arabia recently produced the highest score over recorded by a Philippine national side. So beyond the numbers and the result, what did the performance reveal about the team's development?
Oh, look, it was a fantastic result. I think from my perspective, the best thing that came out of that was seeing the girls celebrate in a way that I've never seen before. The confidence that gave the team overall, that each of them knew that they could participate and compete at that international level, was phenomenal. What that will do for us moving forward, it lays a really strong platform for us to develop for future tournaments and to bring through new players and to try and grow the game of cricket within the Filipino community. So it was a fantastic effort.
Is it hard? Or
it's challenging. Look, just like any other sport, you know, you've got your best in the world. Obviously, being here in Australia, the Australian women's cricket team are number one. They're ranked number one in the world. And then, you know, we are what's known as an associate nation. So we're just a developing cricketing country. So, you know, we've got varying degrees of experience in our women's team. We've got some of our players who've played since they were really small, all the way through to some players that perhaps have only played a couple of games of cricket. In and amongst all of that, each one of them is going on their own journey of development, and then as a team collectively bringing that together to achieve the result, as you said, against Saudi Arabia, competing very strong against other countries in the Southeast Asian Pacific region is our goal and is our focus. So, you know, bringing through just not only players that are perhaps based here in Australia, also over in the UK or New Zealand, but also growing and developing players within the Philippines itself is one of the goals we've got for the next 3 to 5 years.
And the Blue Caps, I believe that you bring together different culture and different athletes based in the Philippines, Australia, and the United Kingdom, right? So how do you transform each players to reach their fullest potential?
It's a really good question. As I said, yeah, each person, each one of the girls is at a different stage of their cricketing development. Yeah. So one of the things we need to identify is where they're at and what they can best contribute to the team. And so from that, if we can get each one of the girls, if they're called up into the side to do what they're asked of or what their main focus area is in the game, then all of a sudden that whole collective result improves. And I think one of the things that you've got to identify is how do you actually get that to happen? And the way you get that to happen is getting all of the girls to support each other's development. And I think that's one of the things that the Blue Caps does really, really well. Seeing these girls come together in the tournaments that they compete in, they may not have seen each other for many months, you know, between tournaments, but yet when they come together, it's like their family. And it's really, really great to see each one of them helping each other develop their own skills and improve, which is really, really special.
So how long do you coach for the women's team?
I've only just been appointed the coach in the last couple of months. So the ACC tournament was the first time as head coach for the women's side. I've been part of the men's program for probably 5 years. Yeah. I myself have been involved with cricket here in Australia for over 25 years, both as a player and as a coach and an administrator of the support. So hopefully some of that experience I can pass on to the women's side to help each one of them go and progress in their careers. Not only do they have careers, you know, playing for the Philippines, but they also then can take some of that back to, you know, their domestic competitions, their other club teams that they play for as well.
And I believe you're half Filipino, is it correct?
Yes, a lot of our Filipino players are half Filipino. So, you know, cricket's a sport, as we said, that's not very common or known in the Philippines. But,
yes,
you know, for us being half Filipinos, many of us have either half of our heritage being Australian or English or from New Zealand. So I'm half English, half Filipino. So cricket is a natural sport in Australia, in England, or the UK, New Zealand, South Africa. So, you know, our introduction to cricket is probably through half of our family, and then obviously our Filipino heritage then comes through and gives us the opportunity to play for the Philippines, which is fantastic.
Because in the Philippines, the famous or the popular sports like basketball, volleyball, or tennis, like Alex Ayala, rising star, right?
Absolutely.
How would you, and this cricket team is like, is one of the uprising game. How would you tell to a Filipino that cricket is a good sport?
Look, I think the benefit of cricket is the size of the team that you're in. So, as I said, you know, you've got 11 players playing within that one team in that one game. You know, when you compare it to other sports or other team sports, that number of players is a lot less, you know, in volume. You know, basketball has 5 players on the court, for example. But with cricket, you've got 11 players. I think the other part for me is that, you know, as Filipinos, we actually are, I think, naturally suited to cricket. You know, our bodies are such that, you know, it fits the sport. When you think about something like basketball, you know, you traditionally relate basketball to being tall,
yeah,
you know, 7 foot, you know, whereas in cricket, you don't necessarily need height. You don't necessarily need, you know, particular skills and strength. You know, you can actually take the attributes that you've got and actually become a really good batter, bowler, fielder. So I think that there's a lot of opportunities, and that's what cricket does, because you need different skill sets collectively to participate in cricket. You know, it gives a lot more opportunity to a lot more people to participate in a sport like cricket. And you can really create a scenario where, you know, we can use a basketball court, for example, and have a game of cricket. Yes, it's a hybrid version, it's a smaller version, but it's a great introductory way to play cricket is very much on a basketball court. It's how I learned back in high school.
For you personally, Coach, what's the most essential skill that a cricket player should have?
Look, the most essential skill for me is about hand-eye coordination. You know, half the game you are in the field, you're fielding. You've got to, you know, be able to catch a ball, throw a ball, you know, have, you know, an ability to aim and target. It's not necessarily about strength. So I think for me, everyone can develop hand-eye coordination quite easily by catching a ball. The size of a cricket ball is no different to the size of a tennis ball, for example. And so even when we start, you know, teaching and educating young kids to play cricket, we do actually use a tennis ball. And it's just simple catching and simple throwing drills to start with, all the way through to then how do you actually use a cricket bat? You know, using a cricket bat and hitting the ball is something that you just use your eye coordination for, and actually just watch the ball all the way onto the bat as you start to swing or as you start to hit. So very easy transferable skills between sports. So we've seen a lot of athletes in cricket, not just in the Philippines but globally, play other sports and play them very well. You know, a lot of cricketers play baseball in the off season. A lot of cricketers come from, you know, athletic backgrounds because there are transferable skills quite easily. So yeah,
let's talk about training. How do you handle training, especially when the girls are having schools?
Look, I think for me, training needs to be fun. I think one of the most important parts of training is that you need to enjoy going to training. So for us, it's about making sure that we use what I call fun-based games that develop skills. So a lot of the games we will play at training are, you know, they're fun to play, but they actually hone in on particular skills. So we might play things like, you know, a relay game of almost like soccer, for example, but throwing the ball.
Yeah,
but
it's tailored with
it's
your...
tailored. Yeah. And it's and then teaches you, you know, that hand-eye coordination, aiming at what we call the stumps, which is how you get someone out, as being how you actually score a point in training. And then from there, once you've actually developed that enjoyment of going to training, then we start to hone in and refine and have the specific development for skills. So if you are a bowler, if you're a batter, we will develop certain programs and structures to help you improve in that discipline or in that skill.
Coach, how has representing the Blue Caps strengthened or changed your connection to your Filipino identity and heritage?
Look, my connection with Philippines cricket is very special to me. So I was very lucky to play for the men's team at a very old age. You know, I was quite old when I debuted. But I remember, and I shared this story with the girls about that connection. So it was at a time where my father was quite ill, but he spent that last couple of years of his life following my journey in being part of the Philippines and being incredibly proud of what I was doing. And so for me, one of the things that I've spoken to a lot of the girls about that are playing in the Blue Caps is finding that connection as to why it means and what makes it so special. And a lot of it comes back to representing your family, taking the pride of taking either your mother's or your father's heritage and taking that to a level where, you know, you're able to do something that makes your whole entire family incredibly proud of your achievement. There's only been a handful of people that have played and represented the Philippines in the Blue Cap setup. And so to be one of a select few and to share those stories with your family and have your family support you through that journey is a remarkable experience that you can then pass through as, you know, I start to have children, as the girls start to have their families when they get older. Yeah. These experiences, these stories, you know, will become very, very special to them.
Wow. This is not just simply a sport, no? It's just a community and a connection that you're making.
Very much so. Look, you know, I talk about a lot the fact that girls in sport is very rare. But having girls transition from playing sport at a young age to an older age is very, very hard because quite often those girls that love sport have to play with boys to get through. When you are then coming from a country that doesn't play that sport very prominently, it also sets you back because you think you're the only one. Yeah. And so one of the things that I've loved seeing and being amongst the Blue Cap setup is seeing each one of those girls understand that, you know, whilst they may have during their current journey to date thought that they were the only Filipino cricketers out there, all of a sudden they've now got a group of 14, 16, 20 other girls just like them. And then they share those stories, and that relationship they have together is, as I said, fantastic to watch.
So looking beyond that, Coach, what must be built at the grassroots level, particularly in schools, in our local communities, to create this sustainable pathway for girls who also wanted to play cricket in the Philippines?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of things there for us that I think are really, really important. The first one being that, you know, it's avenues like this that get the Filipino community to actually see that there is a national team.
Yeah.
And perhaps there are people listening to this podcast that have family members that are, you know, that have relatives that play cricket, and all of a sudden they pass on this message to say, did you know that there was a Filipino team? Maybe we should follow them. Maybe we should inquire. So growing our knowledge or the ability for us to attract players that are playing here in Australia or playing overseas is one avenue. The other part that you mentioned before is also important. That's domestically in the Philippines. And so, you know, we're going to invest quite heavily over the next couple of years in a program that is designed to go into the schools. So at the moment, we've got a couple of volunteers over in the Philippines that visit a school and do a schools-based program. But we've only got access to one or two schools at the moment that are allowing us in to teach their kids how to play cricket. We're hoping to expand that. We're hoping that we can use some of the skills and some of the experience from coaches here in Australia to take over to the Philippines and strengthen that program and hopefully get into a lot more schools, starting them at a lot younger age. Here in Australia, our cricket development program starts at the age of 6 or 7 years of age. Wow. Over there, we don't have that opportunity. We don't have that access. But what if we did? What if we did? And so it's opportunities like that. Results come and play a big part. So our participation in the Southeast Asian Games, the girls in 2023 won 2 silver medals. You know, getting that prominence and getting that understanding or recognition becomes important because as we start to go back into, you know, the domestic, you know, into Manila and into the provinces, you know, they'll understand that, hey, this is an Olympic sport or this is a sport where we've done really, really well at. I'd like to try it. And that's really, really important. If we can show these young boys and girls how exciting and how fun cricket can be to play, you know, we can hopefully grab onto them and develop them from a young age through to an age where one day they could hopefully represent the Philippines. From my perspective, you know, cricket is a lovely sport. It's a great sport. Many kids here in Australia are fortunate enough to play cricket even from their infants and primary school level. So to take that into your local clubs, to take that then to contacting us is something that I really, really encourage. The other thing I encourage is certainly getting behind both the Blue Caps and the Carabaos being the men's team. You know, funding for cricket and for our development is quite scarce and quite limited. You know, so we do want to grow the sport and I think that's really, really important. So, you know, if there are opportunities out there to get in contact with people who might be able to support us, you know, in terms of developing cricket, both in the Philippines and here and bringing our players together more frequently, that would be really, really important. One of the things and one of the goals that we have is to make sure that our teams can get together more regularly. You heard from the examples from the girls that, you know, it's only one or two times a year that we get to play in tournaments, and potentially, you know, that could be holding us back from what our real growth potential could be as a team. If we can get these girls and our players together a lot more frequently, be either in camps or in tournaments, that would help really strengthen our position as a nation in our rankings. So, you know, we've probably set ourselves a goal of climbing the world rankings over the next couple of years. Into probably, you know, into the 40s or 50s, so climbing 20 to 25 spots in the world rankings. And we think that's achievable. We think with the core group of players that we have, we really think that that's achievable. But in order to do that, we need to play more games. So,
and message, Coach, to our Filipino-Australian communities and who would like to support and help our Filipino-Australian team here.
Yeah, absolutely. Any help is great help. Any exposure is great exposure. If you have, you know, to all those that are listening to this podcast, if you have friends or family that you are aware of that, you know, have some connection to cricket, be it that it's themselves or some young family members that are playing cricket, reach out to them, let them know about this podcast, let them know that it exists. There's a lot of information and content available online about both the Blue Caps, which is the women's setup, and the Carabaos, which is the men's setup. So the more Filipino Australians that find out that Philippine cricket's a thing, the better. Yeah. Absolutely.
At yan ang mga impormasyon at mga talakayan na nakalap natin ngayong araw. Manatiling nakatutok lamang sa SBS Filipino at manatiling nakatutok at nakasubaybay sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Ako pumuli si Helen Quiñanola at magandang araw.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.